From the KBIA newsroom, I'm Kyle Norris. Members of the Ferguson Commission are optimistic that St. Louisans will embrace their policy recommendations. The gubernatorial commission released its final report on Monday. It suggests major overhauls of the region's schools, economic development strategies, and law enforcement agencies. Some have been skeptical that the commission alone can move the public policy needle. But Commission Co-Chairman Starsky Wilson says St. Louisans want a different region in the wake of Brown's death.
St. Louis is not a thing. It's a collection of people, about 2.8 million. In August 9th and the days following, the people of St. Louis said something got to be different.
The commission is set to dissolve at the end of the year. Missouri Republicans are changing the way they award delegates in the 2016 presidential campaign. Republicans traditionally have awarded all of the state's presidential delegates for the Republican National Convention to whoever gets the most votes in the statewide primary. But in 2016, that will occur only if one candidate gets greater than half of the statewide vote. Otherwise, Republicans plan to divide their 52 delegates. The top vote-getter statewide will get 9 delegates, and the top vote-getter in each of the state's 8 congressional districts will get 5 delegates. State Republican officials say they hope the change will make Missouri a more competitive place to campaign. Last night was the first meeting of the Mayor's Task Force on Infrastructure, a group approved by the City Council to help guide the city in addressing the infrastructure problems created by downtown growth. KBIA's Emerald O'Brien has more.
The first meeting was mostly housekeeping, introductions, and a basic structure for future meetings, but the group also began to set protocol for its assignment. The task force is only supposed to last a year and is made up of 9 Columbia residents, including several who have worked with housing developers, others who've worked for city infrastructure departments, and a University of Missouri representative. Former State Representative Chris Kelly is the group's chair, and he led the first meeting with an emphasis on avoiding political agendas.
I'm very, very delighted with my colleagues on the task force. I'm really the only political type, and I hope that we get factual analysis, and that's what our goal is.
The group plans to begin its work at the end of September with stormwater infrastructure. Emerald O'Brien, KBIA News.
The Columbia Public School Board approved a change to its non-discrimination policy within its schools at its meeting last night. KBIA's Andy Humphrey has more on the board's effort to support transgender students.
Columbia Public School Board members unanimously passed a revision to the district's non-discrimination policy. The new non-discrimination policy now includes gender identity and gender expression applying to both students and staff. Liam Theeburge, a transgender student at Hickman High School, said he hopes the new policy sparks a new mentality for CPS students.
Transgender people are people, and I hope people are just more conscious of it, that kids just get to be more comfortable progressively and get to be themselves.
Members of the public expressed differing opinions on the implementation of the new policy, which comes after the recent walkouts at a high school in Hillsborough over a transgender student using the girls' bathroom. The board's vote only focused on the policy change and not on specific school measures to enforce it. Andy Humphrey, KBIA News, Columbia.
A Joplin council member resigned the same day a hearing was scheduled to resolve ethics questions. Councilman Mike Woolston reached an agreement with the city council yesterday to resign. While the council acknowledged Woolston did not benefit financially from real estate transactions involving the city. Woolston, a real estate agent, was mayor during the May 2011 tornado. A council investigation report early last year accused him of using his knowledge of city redevelopment plans to broker property. The Joplin Globe reports the council said Woolston could have been more transparent about his business dealings. I'm Kyle Norris, KBIA News, Columbia.